We're live at Dodger Stadium as the Dodgers get ready for their final regular season series of the season. And I'm joined right now by this year's Branch Rickey Minor League Player of the Year. He was the same last year, back-to-back winner, and that's Gavin Lux. Congratulations again.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. It was a cool honor.
Yeah, a little different this year than it was last year, right?
Yeah, a lot. I think this year, obviously, I'll be here, so I don't gotta go get a tux and get all dressed up and all that. So makes it a little easier.
You jumped the gun on me. I was going to bring up, last year you were suited and booted when you came out here to be celebrated for winning this award.
Yeah, no, this year it'll be easier. I don't got to go shop. I can just walk out my jersey and call it a day, so it'll be good.
Obviously, the difference between last year and this year was you were closer to getting here and you have arrived, but just the whole process of the two separate seasons, is there a difference for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think this year, you know, kind of around the midway point, you start to feel like, you know, you want to get to the big leagues and you want to help contribute. Whereas 2018, I feel like I was kind of far away still, but, you know, as this season kept rolling and rolling, I felt like I was kind of getting closer and closer, and I just really wanted to be a part of what's going on here, so it kind of gave me a motivation.
We've all heard about what Cody did during the offseason to take his game to the next level. In your shoes, after last year, did you do something that you really wanted to work on to take your game to the level that it's gotten you to?
I think going into 2018, I made a lot of changes. And then going into this year, it was kind of just building off that and feeling more comfortable on my plan and approach and hitting lefties. But mechanically, you know, I didn't change too much. Just focused on getting faster, stronger, eating better. That sort of thing.
What did you give up that you really are yearning for as far as fast food goes?
Like just burgers, like fast food burgers, like In-N-Out and Whataburger and that kind of thing. I definitely miss, but it's good that I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and I was wondering, too, when you're trying to work during the offseason, in case people don't know, you're from Wisconsin. So did you go to Wisconsin to work out, or did you stay out in somewhere warmer like Arizona?
I was in Wisconsin for most of the time, and then I would go a week at a time out here and enjoy the weather a little bit. So,
yeah, to thaw out.
Yeah, exactly.
Gavin Lux is our guest. He's this year's back-to-back Branch Rookie Award winner, Minor League Player of the Year, and obviously only 9 more games left to go in the regular season, Gavin. Do you feel like all you guys are ready for the regular season to be over?
Yeah, you know, I think after we clinched, you know, it was the kind of a weight off your shoulders, and now you just kind of want to get things rolling here and play good baseball going into October. So
you've had a chance now to be the double play duo with Corey Seager for a number of games. What's it like playing with him up the middle, and do you feel like you guys are comfortable where both of you need to be?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk a lot and communicate a lot during the game, so there's no hiccups or bumps, but he's been great with me, and you know, hopefully, you know, keep turning double plays with him.
Is it easier for you to understand where to be positioned when you have a veteran on one side of you and a veteran usually at first base as well?
Yeah, sure. It's just open line of communication and, you know, just knowing where each other are, and especially with the shift, so it makes it easy.
Tony Gonsolin has talked about how he's tried to pick the brains of guys like Rich Hill, Clayton Kershaw. Have you done the same with some position players? Have you tried to pick their brains?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, guys that they faced, starters or bullpen guys, just seeing what they do and how they've had success against them or what's kind of gotten them in trouble with them. Just, it's an everyday thing for sure.
It seems like Justin Turner, even though he's not playing, is still very involved in trying to give you guys a scouting report on the pitchers that you're facing.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a special dude and a guy you want in your clubhouse, you know, as long as you can. So.
All right, Gavin, before I let you go, yesterday, a golden off day, and I did see Tony Gonsolin and you somewhere playing some video games. Did you take him or did he take you?
I'm way better than him, and that's end of discussion, not even close.
Fortnite, it's over.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where were you? Did you go to, like, a esports arena?
It was Infinity Ward, where they make Call of Duty, so we got to play the game early. It was cool.
So do you get on the headset with Gonsolin?
Yeah, I'm better than him. Way better than him.
All right, we'll drop the mic on that. Thanks a lot for the time, and congratulations again on being the Minor League Player of the Year.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
There he is, Tim. Gavin Lux has been our guest, and we'll throw it back to you in the studio.